looking for you.
Who's got the warrant?
So Ian goes out onto the streets, and we call this the most dangerous game in radio because it actually is. I mean, he's out there talking to people that he's approaching people that look like they could have an active warrant out for their arrest. And you found yourself a hot spot, huh?
I sure did, Dave. It's really tough sometimes to find just that one spot. And I don't want to be driving around, especially with gas prices being so high right
now.
Sure,
yeah.
I got a kid on the way. Mm-hmm. I'm losing money. Yeah. But at the same time, I did find a wonderful spot. I'm not going to say exactly where it is. There is a very, very...
High concentration
of criminals over there.
Good.
There's also a fast food restaurant that I think has been shut down twice.
Okay.
Already, and it's already.
Why has it been shut down due to
health
reasons, health violations,
or people just up and quitting?
Ah,
the mutiny.
Okay.
Yes, at the White Castle. yes. So I met three individuals.
Is that like panic? Is that like a Panic at the Disco tribute band mutiny at the White Castle?
So today, this is the first time we've ever had two separate people not want to give their names.
Two anonymous ones.
Yeah,
right.
So just to make this less confusing, we were calling one anonymous and then another just sales lady.
Okay.
And then we also have Milo. It's quite the group today, guys.
All right, Audrey, you get the option. Do you want to hear from anonymous, sales lady, or Milo first?
I want to hear from sales lady.
Sales lady first. Okay, so we're all trying to figure this out together. There's only one of these people that has an active warrant out for their arrest. And you can feel free to weigh in if you're watching on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. You can chime in there or, of course, on the text line as well at 833-YO-DUMMY. Here is contestant number one.
Do you want to give your name or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? Are you single, married, divorced? What do you do for a living?
I'm 65.
And you look good for 65. All right. Now, has anybody locked down this 65-year-old yet or no?
Oh, yeah.
And then what do you do for money?
Sell vacations to Vegas, which is really tough when people have an unfavorable opinion.
So, all right. Now, have you ever been arrested before?
Yeah.
How many times?
Two or three times on false pretenses, but it's kept me here and I want to move.
She wants out.
Okay. Wait. Did she have a fake accent at the beginning and then it went away?
Yes.
Interesting.
She broke character.
And she was hammered, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's 65.
No.
She's not 65.
She is definitely a lot younger than 65.
Why was she lying about her age?
Is she on the run? Maybe she is, or maybe she's hammered, or maybe it's Maybelline.
Everything about that seems sus.
So,
does it not?
And she was a timeshare seller?
Supposedly,
is that what she was?
That's the
vacations.
One thing. That's one thing we're supposed to believe in all of that. I feel like this lady is
those
just
people
a,
are crooks, though.
A,
so.
A lady who just lies.
If you're willing to sell timeshares to a tourist destination, then you're, my guess is the chances you have a warrant are pretty high.
Okay. I'll put a big question mark next to that.
yeah, it's a sales lady.
Ian, IROC in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said maybe it's Maybelline. No, or maybe it's methamphetamine.
Maybe it's methamphetamine.
That does have a ring to it, doesn't it?
Methamphetamine.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's meth.
Amphetamine.
All right. Anonymous, the second one. Let's just go ahead and just keep it going.
All right, we're playing Who's Got the Warrant, and ma'am, do you want to give your name?
No, I do not want to give my name.
All right, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? Are you single, married, divorced? What do you do for a living?
I am single.
Okay, all right, you're cruising around in this thing, and that's a nice chair.
Yes, it is. Somebody gave it to me. It was just sitting at their church and got it to me.
Well, that's a nice person. Now, have you ever
been... a lovely person.
Have you ever been arrested before?
Years ago, many years ago, I was arrested.
For what?
Oh, I ain't gonna tell you that.
Oh, my God, I love her.
I love her, too. And she was anonymous? That was anonymous?
That was anonymous as well.
And the thing you were talking about
was a rascal, correct?
Yes,
she was in a mobility scooter.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she was.
So
great moo-moo, too.
I have a theory that if you are, and hear me out on this, so if you have a warrant, you would be out on the run, and then if you're a rascal, you definitely can't be out on the run, so you would be...
You're only running at a certain mile per hour.
No, you're not running
11
at
miles per hour.
You're scooting away. So I don't think this lady, that laugh sounds way too nice
no,
to have a
she sounds
warrant.
So fun.
I want to hug her.
Many years ago, I was arrested.
For what?
Oh, I love her.
Oh, I ain't going to tell you that.
I love her so much.
Okay, yeah, no way that Miss Anonymous has
no,
a warrant.
No warrant on that one. I think that we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
Let's go to the third and final contestant, and who's got the warrant?
All right, we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. Do you want to give your name?
Milo.
All right, Milo, if you don't mind me asking, single, married, divorced, how old are you? What do you do for a living?
I'm separated, and I'm a salesman.
Very nice. All right. Now, have you ever had any run-ins with the law in the past?
Yeah, a couple.
A couple? Okay. Anything serious?
Sort of.
Sort of serious? Like, did you do time serious?
A little bit.
Okay. How was it in there?
Not that great.
Not that great. There was a whole ass airplane that flew over your head.
That sounded like a truck.
Sort of.
Sort of serious. Like, did you do time serious?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, all right.
It's got, why are you putting attention on the plane?
No, I just... I'm trying
to do my job over here.
No, I know.
You're deflecting from the game.
You want him to get out there and tell that plane to be quiet?
Am I going to do a plane street segment now? Is that what I got to do now?
You chose a spot right by the airport.
We have a very small city. Everywhere is by the airport, technically.
True.
Shut
that
up.
That is so true.
Does Milo have a warrant, yes or no?
Milo seemed a little suspect.
He did seem
suspect. Said when he says he's a salesman, who says that they're just a salesman? What are you selling?
He said he did not want to go back though.
Yeah, he sounded scared.
Yeah, like something happened in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, howdy do.
I think Milo especially
is like, I was somebody's bitch.
I'm so sad. Don't make me go back there. That's why he's on the run. Well, that's why I think he's got the warrant.
And you think Milo's got the warrant.
He's separated, so he's separated from his significant other in prison.
And if you're a salesman and you're not saying what your sales are, you're a drug.
Are we creating Who's Got the Warrant fan fiction right now?
Yes.
About Milo.
Yes.
Okay, so we're all in agreement that number two, the lady and the rascal does not have a warrant, right?
She does not. Let's
try to confirm that.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
I do not. Don't nobody want me but God.
Oh man. And the Dave Mountain Morning Show.
Hell yeah.
All right, we got to make a decision quickly here. Which one is it?
I am going with the first anonymous sales lady.
Okay, let's see if you are correct.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Sorry. Hey. That means that Audrey is correct.
Yep,
Mr.
Salesman.
Mr. Milo has a warrant.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
That's questionable.
Do you have a warrant out for your arrest?
Probably just something minor.
Minor like what? What are you, trespassing?
Nah, I finished that one already. Probably just the courts.
You missed a court date?
Somewhere along those lines.
Okay, that's good.